a man of God and a lady of God that love you deeply and love and care about you. Thank the Lord for them. Amen. 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 Praise God. But this morning, my wife and I were, and I honor my wife. She is, if we can make it to August 9th, it'll be 43 years that we have been married. Amen. I was 2 and she was 1, praise the Lord. No, I'm so blessed to have an incredible wife, and I thank the Lord for her. We were at Youth Congress in St. Louis, and I really did feel directed of some things that I felt like the Lord was wanting us to share with you today. But in the middle of that first night, I just felt like God sort of redirected things. So I pray I've heard from the Lord today, and I pray that this is for somebody here, or I would like to believe it's for all of us. Daniel 6, verse 1. I trust you got my verses. Amen. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princesses, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princesses might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princesses, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over all the whole realm. Then the presidents and princesses sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, "We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." Then these presidents and princesses assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, "King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princesses, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions." In other words, no one can say anything, any cry, any petition, any request, except to one person, and that was King Darius. "Now, O king, establish the decree. Sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius, sign the writing and the decree." I'd like to preach to you for a little bit here on this simple thought: a conspiracy to silence. A conspiracy to silence. Father, I thank you for these incredible people that have gathered together in the house of the Lord today. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this, Lord, beautiful people, and I thank you for your incredible presence, Lord. I pray, God, that your anointing, Lord, I know your word is anointed. I pray that you will anoint me, but I pray you'll anoint the hearers. Help us to receive your word here today. Let us be impacted, praise the Lord, I pray, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. Thank you. Many of you are aware of the story of Daniel. Daniel was a man of great character and integrity. Daniel was a great man of God. His life was so exemplary that Daniel was promoted to the highest position in the kingdom of Darius. Daniel was leader over all the leaders in the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians. These men were so jealous that they sought a way that they could get rid of Daniel. They determined, this is so fascinating to me, that the only way that they could do it was through his relationship with his God. Again, if you'd allow me, the 6th verse of the 6th chapter, "Then these presidents and princesses assembled together to the king and said, thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princesses, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, He shall be cast in the den of lions. Do we understand the significance of that decree? For 30 days, no one could pray to anything but Darius. For 30 days, all connection between the throne of mercy and grace and helpless, hungry, thirsty, dying men was completely severed. It meant that in drought or rain, not a word to any immortal power controlling the elements could be uttered. It meant if a man or a woman were to fall into a pit, no call for assistance could be spoken. It meant if a house caught on fire, the owner of that house could not cry out for help. For 30 days, parents could not cry out to God for protection for their children. For 30 days, the sick could not cry out for help or for healing. For 30 days, the brokenhearted could not cry out for comfort or peace. In other words, crying out to the Lord was against the law. The leadership of the Medes and the Persians conspired to silence Daniel and all the people of that entire reign and domain of the Medes and the Persians. I thought about that, and I then was quickened to think about it. It was no different in Jesus' day. There was a conspiracy to get individuals to be silent. I'll cite just three examples to prove my point. Jesus was passing through the city of Jericho, and a certain blind man heard that Jesus was passing through. He began to cry out for mercy, but the people told him to be quiet. Luke 18:38 records, and he cried, saying, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much more, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." The crowd demanded silence from the blind man, but the blind man refused to be silent. He cried that much the louder. The result of his refusal to comply, to be silent, was he received his sight. Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem was met with worship and praise. The people cried out, "Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." The Pharisees told Jesus to tell the people to be quiet. Luke 19, "And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, 'Master, rebuke thy disciples.'" We emphasize the fact that the Lord said, "If these hold their peace, the stones will cry out and praise me." We emphasize the fact that God's word would be fulfilled because of the prophecy of the minor prophet Zechariah. But what's lost in all of that is the fact that there was this emphasis to be silent. Don't let them say anything about who you are, that you're the Messiah. The religious leaders of that day determined to silence a crowd of people by asking Jesus to tell the people to be quiet. Jesus refused to silence the crowd, which ushered him into the temple or the house of God, which resulted in thieves being cast out of the temple, the lame and the blind receiving healing, all because they refused to be silenced. Not to mention the numerous demons possessed individuals that Jesus encountered who were dumb, unable to speak. There was a characteristic, if you study the Gospels, of people that were demon-possessed. There were different things, different results. I understand that. But it appears to me that what was one of the most significant or the most recurring characteristic of somebody that was demon-possessed was they were unable to speak. They were silenced, if you will. I believe the agenda of hell is to silence anyone that it can. Do we understand that the spirit of today is to trying to do the very same thing? A conspiracy to silence us. Following the Bible is small-minded and foolish. So do not speak about the Bible. Do not speak scriptures or the word of God. Standing for godliness and holiness is racist and bigoted. So do not speak out for righteousness. Do not speak out for what is right. Standing against sin is judgmental and hate. So do not preach against sin. Do not preach against ungodly living. In other words, remain silent. There is a conspiracy to get us to be silent. I've been intrigued the last couple of weeks by the uproar over the country singer Jason Aldean and his song, Try That in a Small Town. Now, I admit that I am absolutely no country music fan at all. If that offends you, you'll get over it. And there is a word in that song that I do not use and would not allow my children to use in our home or in my presence. So I am not wholly endorsing everything about that song. But that being said, the song has been banned. It's been silenced by CMT. It's been banned. It's been silenced by numerous media outlets for being racist and encouraging lynching. What is amazing to me is that there are countless songs that have lyrics that encourage awful things against authority and despicable things against other human beings, and somehow they are left alone. You see, there is an agenda. There is a conspiracy to silence. Why? Well, in the case of Jason Aldean, I guess if we listen to this song, we'll obey the law, we'll respect our neighbors and police, we'll love America, and we'll appreciate our freedom. So I guess that's the concern about, try that in a small town. But in the case of God and the things of God, hell is afraid of what will happen if we refuse to remain silent and call out to Jesus and talk about Jesus. My conspiracy theory for the day is the media outlets, our public education system, most politicians in hell are conspiring to keep us silent. There is something, amen, something happens when I call out on his name, praise the Lord. There is something powerful that happens when we call out to Jesus Christ, praise the Lord. I thought when this children's choir sang, I thought, my God, amen, I pray that they're not just singing a song, but I pray that there is something, amen, that goes down deep in their hearts, and I pray there's something that happens to us old folks, that we get something and we realize something happens when I call out on his name, amen, something happens. Perhaps a casual reader of the Bible would have trouble understanding the commandment in the 22nd chapter of the book of Deuteronomy that states, if a man violates a woman in the city and they are caught, both of them will be stoned. We can understand why the man would be stoned, but not the woman. But the Bible clarifies the reason, because she cried not. The responding to a person's cry was so fundamentally important to every Jew that if a woman cried out, there would be those who would come and help her. If a man violates a woman and she cries out, the man will be stoned and the woman would be comforted. However, if a woman didn't cry out, the woman's silence would seal her death. The commandment teaches us that death can come because of silence. There is a real danger in not crying out to the Lord for help. I believe that more people die spiritually because they refuse or they have stopped crying out to the Lord because they remain silent for whatever reason. They feel that it is of no value. I believe, amen, somehow there is an agenda to try and get us to think, amen, it's a waste of time. Amen, what's the point? Or to try and intimidate us. I'm here to tell you something happens when we call out on his name. how we need to follow the words of the psalmist. In Psalms 40 verse 1, he said, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. Crying out to the Lord is a powerful thing. Continually crying out to the Lord will reap powerful results. You may feel all alone. You may feel hopeless, but never, ever underestimate the power in a cry, especially when you are crying out to the Lord. Amen. Some people get annoyed, amen, by the sound of a child's cry. I want you to know something. I love hearing kids crying in church because it means the church is growing. It means that there's life there. But I'll tell you something. The Lord never, amen, ever gets tired of hearing the sound of a child's cry or the cry of anybody because it gets his attention. Isaiah 59, the Lord said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. There is life if you will cry out to the Lord. Please. Please refuse to remain silent. Daniel knew that if he cried out to the Lord, he would be thrown into the lion's den. Daniel 6:10 again. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. In his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Even though Daniel knew about the decree, still he prayed. Even though Daniel was facing the lion's den, still he prayed. Just because you pray and are honest and strive to do right does not mean that you will not encounter some trials. You know, I was so proud that the preaching that I heard at Youth Congress was absolutely amazing. It was some of the greatest preaching I've ever heard at a conference. And I was so very proud of our general youth president, Brother Michael Thomas, as he preached. And it was just so powerful. Amen. And in his preaching, amen, he mentioned some things, and I had a fellow preacher come up to me, and he said, you know, amen, something along the lines of, we better be careful because somebody could take some snippets of what he preached. Amen, some things that he said, standing for righteousness and godliness and declaring who a man was and who a woman was. Amen, a man is and a woman is, and preaching about, amen, that there should be distinction in sexes. Amen, between a man and a woman, and somebody said, well, we better be careful that snippet could be taken out and put on social media, and who knows how they would twist it. And I thought, you know, Daniel wasn't afraid. If Daniel would have been alive, amen, with Instagram and TikTok and chat and 8-tracks, amen, he still, praise the Lord, amen, would have prayed, amen. Amen, somehow there's got to be something within us, amen, we cannot be intimidated. Not saying we be stupid and foolish, we're supposed to be wise. But we need to take a lesson from Daniel. He refused to be silenced. Keep on praying. Keep on calling out to the Lord. Verse 19, then the king arose very early in the morning, went in haste unto the den of the lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Two things happened, amen, because Daniel refused to be silenced, but he kept on crying out to the Lord in prayer. God stopped the mouth of the lions, and God delivered him. Amen. God stopped the mouth of the lions, and God delivered him. I believe at least two things will happen in our lives if we refuse to be silent. God's going to stop the mouth of the lions. Praise the Lord. Amen. And God's going to deliver us. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper. Amen. We shall rise up and condemn. Amen. Their words. There's something we got to understand. Amen. God is on our side. Amen. God has brought you to the kingdom for such a time as this. Amen. God's got a purpose for your life, and it's not somehow to cower and hide. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Amen. To refuse to be silent. No matter what, you must not remain silent. Keep crying out to the Lord. Some of us need to cry out to the Lord to help for our marriages. Some of us need to cry out to God for help with our finances. Some of us need to cry out to God, amen, for our future. I was preaching a couple of weeks ago in River Falls, and I got up early in the morning, and I was out walking, and I was praying, and I found myself, amen, I just was dealing with a very major issue, and I was walking, I was just praying silently. It was early in the morning. It was in a business area. It wasn't residential, but I was just being very quiet, and I was just talking, and I felt like the Lord spoke to me, amen, and said, why, amen, are you afraid to lift your voice? And I said, well, Lord, I'm not afraid to lift my voice. The Lord said, why aren't you afraid to lift your voice? Amen. So I there in that early morning hour, I began to say, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. Amen. Jesus, help me. And you want to know something? Amen. I felt the Lord wrap his arms around me. I felt a peace come upon me. I felt like the Lord, amen, said it's going to be all right. Yeah. It will kill us if we buy into the conspiracy to remain silent. It will save us if we refuse to be silent. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, help me. Oh, I hope you're not misconstruing what I'm trying to say here today. Amen. I'm not saying that you get up at your desk at work and shout out, Jesus. That's not what I'm saying. Come on. God gave you a brain. Amen. I'm not saying walk into Walmart and begin, amen, to shout, amen, hallelujah, again. We need to be discreet. But I'll tell you what, I think we're too intimidated. Amen. That we need to realize if they can cuss and swear, if they can... amen, say all sorts of things. Why can't we say, Jesus, I love you? Amen. Why can't we smile and say, you know what, Jesus, amen, help me today. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Some of us need to cry out for salvation. Isaiah records, cry out and shout, the inhabitants of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. He's going to save you. He's going to help you. Some of us need to cry out because we're in trouble. The psalmist said, and they call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. The Lord is in our midst. Cry out to him and he will hear you. Oh, something happens when I call his name. The Bible underscores over and over and over again the power in not remaining silent. Look at these verses of scripture. Psalms 30, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee and thou hast healed me. Psalms 120, in my distress I cried unto the Lord and he heard me. Psalms 34, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Psalms 145, the Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. Luke 6, blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Psalms 30, verse 5, for his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Do you get it? Healing, salvation, nearness of God, deliverance of joy, all from a cry to the Lord. May we refuse to be silenced, praise the Lord. They say people are more open to God at the birth of a child, during the time of a divorce, at the death of a loved one, at a move, a change of job, or a severe illness. Is it that God is closer, or do people realize their need for God? All I know is that I need Jesus, and he is near, so I'm going to cry out to him. I need Jesus, and he has me alive right now, and he's not going to put more upon us than we can bear. But we need to cry out to him. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was passing by, and he cried out to Jesus for mercy. Those around Jesus told Bartimaeus to be quiet, but he cried out again, but this time the louder. Jesus stopped and told them to bring Bartimaeus to him and asked him the question, what do you want me to do? He responded, that I might receive my sight, showing us the principle that you need to know that you have a problem before Jesus can help you. Amen. If we refuse to be silent but cry out to Jesus for help and direction, you will see life like you have never, ever seen it before. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. We're to be salt, we're to be light. There's more to this, folks, amen, than just coming to church on a Sunday morning. There's more to this, amen, than somehow just, amen, experiencing this salvation and waiting for a trumpet to sound. And I believe the trumpet's going to sound, and I believe Jesus' nearness to his coming is so very near. But I'll tell you what, we are to make an impact in our world. We are to be salt. We are to be light. Amen, there is something the enemy knows, and he wants to keep us silent. Could you lift your hands to the Lord? Could you lift your hands to the Lord right now? Hikayata yata. Could you call out to the Lord right now? Yalabaha yakabaha. Yalabaha yata yata rabaha yakabaha. Yalabaha yata 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 rabaha yaha. Yalabaha yata rabaha yaha. Amo yada ba yada ba ha yada ba yada da ba ya 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 ta ya da da ba ha ya ha. Isaiah 62:6, please. Isaiah 62:6. The word of the Lord from Isaiah is so powerful. Isaiah 62:6. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Could you put verse 6 back up, please? What a powerful verse of scripture. The Lord is declaring, amen, the Lord sent watchmen or prophets on the walls to continually remind Judah that God was on the throne. Judah was his people, and Jerusalem was the place where, amen, God would meet with them. And God had a purpose for his people. God's word was true, and God's word would be fulfilled. And so I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence. My interpretation for us today of that verse is we as his bride, his church, should not stop declaring Jesus is our Redeemer, Jesus is our Savior, Jesus is our healer. Jesus is our helper. We should not stop declaring Jesus is our deliverer. We should never stop declaring Jesus is the mighty God. Praise the Lord. We cannot, amen, remain silent declaring to our world, amen, in the midst of a hopeless world, there is hope. Praise the Lord. And his name is Jesus. Amen. Jesus came. Amen. God Almighty robed himself in flesh and came to this earth, amen, to save, to redeem man. Amen. We, amen, man must not remain silent until everyone knows about repentance, about baptism in Jesus' name, the infant of the Holy Ghost, about the power of the Word of God, about the value of the church, about the reality of heaven, praise the Lord, about the promises of God, right up until we take our last breath or the rapture of the church. We must not remain silent. Everyone needs to know of the kindness, the gentleness, the mercy, and the love of Jesus Christ. Oh God. Oh God. You know, I hope Jason Aldean, and I don't even know if I'm saying his last name right, I hope he doesn't have, and I don't know what his experience is with God, if he has any or none. But I sure hope he doesn't have more backbone than we do. I mean, from what I followed, did I mention I'm not a country music guy? But from what I followed, he doesn't care. He's still doing his concerts. He's still singing that song. And you know what I've heard is more people are buying that song on 8-tracks, just kidding. On however you buy it, Apple something, Apple iTunes, I don't know. I'm 65, I'm a dinosaur. But it's like one of the most popular songs. And maybe people are buying it, they don't even like it, amen. I mean, I'm tempted to buy it, amen. But I hope he doesn't have more backbone than Holy Ghost filled, baptized in Jesus' name people. I believe God has us here to reach our world. And if we are intimidated, yes, I got just great news. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So that means the world's going to get worse. It's not going to get any better. I think you ought to vote, amen, for as righteous and godly individuals as we can. But if you're hoping that Madison and Washington, D.C. are going to turn things around, I'm going to tell you, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So should we just be afraid and hide, amen, under our beds? No. He has us alive to make an impact on our world. He has us alive, amen, to be salt and light. He has us alive to reach our world with this gospel, praise the Lord. Refuse to be silenced. Let's stand together. The musicians want to come, praise the Lord. What? Oh, God.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Reach out to the Lord right now. Yes, Jesus. Help us here today. Jesus, come on. You need healing in your body. Cry out to him right now. You need forgiveness of sins. Reach out to him. You need the Holy Ghost. Jesus, fill me. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. 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 I need you, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. 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 Oh. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, if you want to come to the front. Amen. One of the most famous battles in the Old Testament. It's a battle between David and Goliath. But it really wasn't a battle between David and Goliath. It was a battle between the Philistines and Israel. You hear this preacher this morning. The Philistines knew they couldn't defeat Israel. Army. And so they tried to intimidate them. And it worked. They got the biggest, meanest giant that they had, Goliath. And he came out and he intimidated them with his words to the point where they hid behind rocks and in caves and they remained silent. The first words that you really hear, amen, when David says, is there not a cause? How can we remain silent? How can we remain silent when this is going on? And David went out, amen, he refused to be intimidated into silence. And David came forward, and this is what he said in verse 45 of 1 Samuel 17. Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. I realize it seems like all the world is against us. I understand it seems like media, amen, politicians, amen, the school system, everything's against the things of God. I understand that. But look at what David said. You come to me with a sword, a spear, a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand. I will smite thee. I will take the head from thee. I'll give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines and the fowls of the air, the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know the Lord saveth thou with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. I'm here to tell you, amen, if God be for us, who can be against us? I'm here to tell you, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I'm here to tell you, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. But you, as the Lord just spoke to us, you gotta call out to him. I come to you in the name of the Lord. Something happens when I call on his name. Something happens. Change. Are broken. Healing takes place. Deliverance occurs. Something happens. When I call on his name, come on, everybody. Call out on Jesus. Call out on Jesus. You that are facing an incredible battle, Come on. Don't be silent. Don't be in the mother grub. Don't feel sorry for yourself. We're going to win this. We're on the winning side. Jesus. Come on. Call out at his name. Jesus. 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 Sing, sing. Amoyata yata 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 yata.